Our Royal Valley locker room chat continues here tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamer. We're joined now by the Panthers boys basketball coach, that is Chris Brown, entering year number 5, I believe, at the helm of the program. And coach, you know, last year the record wasn't quite there, but boy, you guys were in a lot of close games in a very competitive Big 7 league, and we'll talk about the returning players in a moment, but just kind of the initial thoughts and takeaways from the 23-24 campaign.
Well, we got better for sure. You know, we, like you said, competitive league. We played a lot of the teams in our league, you know, twice, and it seemed like that second time certainly had a trending upward. You know, maybe didn't get the win, but was able to compete, and that was our biggest deal last year. You know, learning, you have to learn to compete before you can learn to win, and certainly did that a little bit. Now this year, it's not about competing, right? It's about learning to win. Hopefully, the competing's been established, and now you have to play well enough to actually get the job done.
And you guys got 4 returning starters, and I would think the expectations are a little bumped up here going into 24 and 25, especially with the new Big East League, and you're bringing in some really good teams like Silver Lake, Rossville, St. Mary's, and Riley County. I'll get your thought on that in a moment, but again, 4 returning starters, you have a lot of guys back with experience, so I think, again, this roster on paper and the experience that you do bring back should bode well for you going into this year.
Well, I hope so. You know, we actually talked about it on the first day of practice is, you know, what's the point of having an experienced team and having a good summer program? We had a great summer. If we have to just, you know, start all over at the beginning of each season, we should have, you know, been able to be a little more advanced on day one because of that experience. And you know, I think we were probably not quite as advanced as I wanted. But, you know, the biggest thing with experience comes down to, you know, late games, close games, you know, smart decision making. It's nice that we've been in some of those battles and hopefully have a chance to, you know, have a little more success because of that experience this year.
Yeah, and, you know, we don't, unfortunately, don't have all the time in the world to kind of go through a lot of these players that are returning. But one kid I do want to mention real quick, a key returner for you is Landon Gilbert, 6'3 sophomore. Obviously brings some good size, athleticism. You know, watching him throughout the course of last year as a freshman, he seemed to fit right into the mix, and he was very, very good for you. And I would think that jump from his freshman to sophomore year probably should be a pretty decent size one, and I would expect him to have a good year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we talk about us getting better last year. A lot of that was Landon playing more. You know, to start the year, he came off the bench and maybe didn't quite play as much, and, you know, really started flourishing and getting comfortable in his role. And then his minutes went up, and, you know, he has certain skill sets that you just can't replicate. He's long, he's athletic, he attacks rebounds, he can finish inside. You know, we're generally not necessarily a very big team, so when you do have a you know, kind of a tall, long, athletic kid, he stands out, and certainly he's gotten better. You know, he's so much stronger than he was a year ago and had a good football season and was a big part of their success. So I'm certainly looking forward to that translating over to basketball.
What about Jackson Stevens in the backcourt? Another good football player, a honorable mention all-league selection last year in the Big 7, 8 points, 4 rebounds a game. Would expect another kind of north jump for him as he enters his senior season.
Yeah, you know, as far as natural talent, Jackson's our most naturally talented, you know, person. He's got pretty good instincts offensively, and we'd like to see a step up defensively on him. You know, he's got the athletic ability, he's got the speed. He just needs to get comfortable in what we want to see from him defensively. And he should be, you know, he should be one of the best defenders in the league. We should be able to put him on anybody, like you said, in a very talented league with some very talented guards. He should be able to take on that challenge every night. He's not quite there yet, but we have all the faith that he will be. But yeah, offensively, he's got the ball in his hand. Again, he can just do things with the ball that other guys on our team can't do. He kind of has some unreplaceable skills in that matter that he can really bounce it. And, you know, his whole key is decision making. And when he's making high quality decisions, it usually goes well for us.
Griffin Compton, Carson Beam, Nolan Bausch, just a few other names, some key returning pieces that have seen some minutes in the past. Matt Buskirk as well, Tristan Murata, also a couple of guys that are going to see some minutes throughout the course of the year. And, you know, we mentioned the Big East League. You welcome in Silver Lake, Rossville. I think St. Mary's is going to be really good. Riley County as well. Obviously, Riverside departs to the NEKL, but boy, the rich get richer, as they say. The Big 7 was always good, but now it's even better with the Big East League.
Well, you know, you mentioned earlier, we have all this experience. We should be better. The schedule's way better, too, though. You know, we're
right,
playing teams that we didn't have to necessarily play last year, and they're talented, man, and they're deep and well-coached. And like you said, it's not like they joined the league full of a bunch of teams that weren't any good. You know, you've already got a bunch of really good teams in the league. So certainly expecting high quality opponents, high quality coaching, you know, pretty much every night. And for us, that just means, you know, we have to, you know, rise to the occasion on a consistent basis and make sure we're doing the right things, because there is no nights off. You know, even our non-league schedule, full of teams with talented kids and, you know, no guaranteed wins or anything like that. So, you know, if you're a competitor, you should embrace that and enjoy it. And that should be the fun part about playing in high school sports, is competition and really, you know, forcing yourself to play well to win. And then when you do win, it really, really means something.
There it is. Chris Brown, Royal Valley basketball coach for the boys team. They get going on Friday night against Jackson Heights. Their first three games are against NEKL opponents, Jackson Heights on Friday, and then next week, Moorhill and Valley Falls. So, Suma, Coach, you're going to find out a little bit about your team over this tough stretch to start the year, but excited to see it go. But nonetheless, we're off and running here for 24 and 25. Chris Brown, appreciate it very much. Good luck against Jackson Heights. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one.